Well, hey folks, Mark DiMatteo coming at you with a message going out to our Great Questions group on this 17th day of April 2012. This is actually message number 13. And the title is The Four Levels of Imagination. The Four Levels of Imagination subtitle, Where Do These Thoughts Come From? Okay. And just as we get started here, just a quick little reminder in case anybody is new to our broadcasts. We're glad to have you. You're welcome to be with us. And you can visit our little blog site, markdimatteo.com, for more info and for all of our previously recorded messages so that you can catch up if you'd like to be able to do so. And again, that's markdimatteo.com, markdimatteo.com. Okay? Hey folks, in the previous message, I shared with you that since I personally wanted to believe in the possibility of an afterlife or heaven, and didn't want to just pretend that it was there, that it seemed perfectly logical to me to postulate the existence of a God in order to have a sufficient reason for why it could legitimately exist. This reasoning, as we also discussed, which seemed to make rational sense to me at the time, I later discovered was actually a significant scientific law, the law of cause and effect, or causality. And y'all remember that. And once again, just to review really quickly, this law, which is one of the best proved in science, simply states that every effect in the cosmos must always have an adequate cause, and that adequate cause must be something greater than and exist prior to the effect it creates. I also mentioned how significant this truth was, and that it became one of the most important keys in helping me to unlock some of the answers to the great questions. And you'll see that as we go along. And so now in this message, I will share with you how I began applying this new tool to observations I was making and how it helped me find and determine some additional accurate models of reality on my journey, okay, which is what I was looking for. In fact, we will put it to work almost immediately here, as we're going to talk about some of the reasons I wanted to believe in an afterlife, but more importantly, why, in light of this new law, I actually began to think it was a valid concept to consider. And you know, I'm not going to launch off, so let me stand my notes here. But the reality was that heaven was actually a possibility. Okay, so let's go on here. So I'd like to turn our attention for a few moments onto the subject of our minds and our thoughts. Folks, when I stop and think about it, I am always amazed by how my mind works. In fact, one of the things that astounds me in particular is the power of my imagination. I have always been fascinated by my mind's extraordinary ability to seemingly reach out and envision realms well beyond the boundaries and confines of what I normally experience. Upon reflection, I have found that in general, it seems to be able to do this on four somewhat overlapping levels. Let's talk about them. Number one, I have the capacity to think of greatly improved versions, if you will, of things I actually experience through the normal course of my life, or through the normal course of my life. For instance, what if I got to go on vacation for 4 months every year? Okay, now I've certainly been on vacations before, but I don't normally take 4 months every year, if you get my drift. Okay, I don't know that I've ever done that, but anyway, you catch my drift there. Okay, number two, my mind can also create mental pictures of realities that I could potentially experience in this life, but in all likelihood, never will. Let me give you an example of that, okay? What if I somehow became the wise, rich, and loved king of a peaceful and prosperous distant land somewhere? Okay, now even though that's possible, I'll never experience it, okay? And yet I can still imagine it, and that would still be way cool, okay? Let's go up another level, number three. Further and more exciting still, I can even conceive of greater realities that are based on the conditions we presently live in, but are beyond the realm of possibility. Let me give you another, for instance. What if I didn't grow old? What if I got to be around 30 years old and just stayed that way in perfect health? Now, that would be way cool, but again, can't happen. It's never happened, but again, we still can picture it, okay? Kind of interesting stuff. Number four, finally, and most thrilling of all, my mind also has the wonderful capacity to provide me with dreams and ideals of higher and sometimes even fantastic possibilities that could never exist in the confines of this present reality. And yet, some of these, at times, are so real, so astonishing, so exceedingly above and beyond anything I have thought of up to that point, that they break all my previous mental paradigms and leave me often with a gradually increasing degree of dissatisfaction with this life only, and cause a yearning deep inside me for something far beyond it. Let me give you a for instance, okay? Kind of bearing my soul a little bit here, but I'll just share it with you. What if there was a way I could be transformed into a completely different kind of being, one of a far greater order, one that not only was immortal, but also now had mental and physical capabilities dramatically beyond anything currently understood in our present life? Wow, how awesome would that be? This would be something impossible even to imagine unless we had the ability to move beyond the realm of any known or observed realities, which we obviously do. These occasional transcendent thoughts have had such an impact on me over the years that while I don't often mention them, okay, I have still felt compelled many times to pause and reflect on them to consider what their possible meaning and significance might be in my life, especially in light of the great questions. So here again, I had to ask myself some additional important questions, okay? Things like, why do I have these types of transcendent thoughts? Where do they come from? Why am I even capable of having them? What is their purpose? And why do they leave me with this latent longing inside me? This lingering desire for a level of existence that doesn't even seem to be possible in the context of the world in which we now live. And folks, listen to this. And now, looking at this reality through the light of our new law, I had to ask myself, what was or what is the cause creating this effect? And this was a huge point that I was intrigued with, because my understanding had now been enlightened by this new truth of causality. And folks, I'd lost a piece of my naivete, if you will, okay? I wasn't ignorant in this area anymore. And I was now, therefore, looking for an adequate cause behind every significant effect I observed, because I now knew that there had to be one. Okay, and if you're following me on this, okay, this is some serious stuff here. I mean, it's cool stuff. It's awesome stuff, okay? And we're not just talking about an isolated effect here either. For it's not just me that has these lofty dreams. Seemingly everyone else does too. And if you'll forgive my little play on words here, but I would imagine that every one of you folks listening has probably experienced all four of these levels of vision over the course of your lives as well. Now, we are most definitely going to come back to these four levels a little later, as I want to share just a few more examples of some of these dreams of amazing realities that I've had. And it will be interesting to see if any of them are similar to any that you may have had. Also, we are going to be returning to these questions to discuss them a little further, as I will be sharing some of the conclusions that I was led to. But before we do, I want to key in for a moment on the fact that this appears to be indeed a universal effect, for I found it fascinating and significant that it would therefore also require a universal cause. And in the next message, to bear this out and to have a little fun, okay, I'm going to tell you about a few of the earthly dreams and aspirations I had growing up, which I don't believe I've shared with you before, and which created some interests and pursuits in my life in a particular field. Some of these interests actually remain to this day and have become integrated into my Great Questions quest. And so, as I mentioned, to show you just a few examples of how universal this effect of transcendent dreams is, I'm going to share with you some lessons I actually learned from Star Trek. Okay? And Trek fan or not, I think you will find my observations interesting and compelling. So until next time, gang, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay? Bye-bye now.